This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller expresses deep sadness at the passing of Agriculture Minister Roger Clark. Minister Horace Daley to meet with unions representing public sector workers and cultural centre to be constructed in Silent Hill, Clarendon. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
It has come to the attention of the Ministry of Education that personnel in some schools are encouraging parents to purchase supplemental textbooks not on the list supplied by the school. The ministry is advising parents to only purchase books that are on the list supplied by the school. A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has expressed condolences to the family and friends of Agriculture Minister Roger Clark following his passing Thursday morning in Miami, Florida. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House Thursday afternoon. Our reporter Vaughn Davis was there and filed this report.
Describing Mr. Clark as a jovial and vibrant individual, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she will miss his personal and political presence. Mr. Clark was at the Miami International Airport on Thursday morning en route to Jamaica when he began complaining of chest pains and discomfort. After collapsing, he was rushed by ambulance to the University of Miami Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead.
Roger was a one-of-a-kind politician, a son of the soil, humble man, and I will always remember him for his generosity of spirit, but also his contribution to Jamaica as councillor, mayor, member of parliament, and minister of government. Roger is always well loved because he is special. He is a one-of-a-kind person.
In the meantime, Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she does not plan to install a new Minister of Agriculture, but will rather add the portfolio to those of an existing minister.
I don't think I'm going to create a new person, minister. I think I'm going to ensure that we can keep things tight because things are really very tough now. So I'm looking at who I will keep there and then perhaps give one of the ministers of state as assistant.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says she will address the representation of his constituency at a later date. Roger Clark served twice as agriculture minister, first from 1998 to 2007 and again from 2012 until the time of his death. He also served as Minister of Local Government and Works from 1995 to 1998. The late Member of Parliament for Central Westmorland has also served as Member of Parliament for Northeast St. Elizabeth. Vaughn Davis, JIS News.
Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daley, is to convene an emergency meeting with trade union leaders representing public sector workers to discuss issues relating to the recent bus fare increase. The meeting is planned for Friday, August 29 at the offices of the Ministry of Finance and Planning. Minister Daley says the government is open to dialogue on this critical matter with the relevant stakeholders. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, along with other officials from the ministry, President of the Jamaica Civil Service Association, O'Neill Grant, and Vice President, Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, Helene Davis-White, will also be part of the discussion. And the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Fund, CHASE, has approved $15 million for the construction of a cultural centre for the Silent Hill community in Clarendon. Executive Director of CHASE, Paulette Mitchell, says the community centre will be attached to the recently completed Walders Run Early Childhood Institution and Multipurpose Sports Complex.
This concept of blending basic schools with cultural centres we have done before, notably at the Grove Place in Manchester, and both have served the community and the school population very well.
The centre is being constructed at a cost of just over $18.5 million with additional financing from the Constituency Development Fund. Meanwhile, Ms. Mitchell points out that CHASE has allocated 25% of its finances to early childhood education, noting that since 2004, the fund has contributed $2.8 billion to projects in this sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.